In November 2001, John Liu made New York City history by becoming the first Asian American to be elected to the city council. Now, as Liu sets his eyes on the office of city controller, a handful of Asian American candidates are hoping to follow his footsteps into politics. WNYC's Richard Yeh has more.
John Liu has enjoyed significant popularity throughout his two terms as a councilman for the ethnically diverse District 20 that includes Flushing. And at a recent candidate forum attended by over 100 people, John Cho reminded everyone of his ties to Liu.
If you like John Liu, you will love John Cho. Who agrees that John Liu's done a great job as council member? Yes, because he does not think in the traditional term of what it means to be a council member.
Cho is Liu's chief of staff, and he counts the incumbent's accomplishments as also largely his own. The 39-year-old native of Korea entered the race at a relatively late stage, and he trails other candidates in fundraising. But he's got the backing of Queens County leaders, as well as major labor unions, including 1199. Like his current boss, Cho speaks eloquently of the issues facing the community, such as the need for support for downtown Flushing's many immigrant business owners.
We have to move the Small Business Solution Center from Jamaica to Flushing. Or even create a new center here in Flushing. They have to speak Chinese, they have to speak Korean, they have to speak Spanish, all the languages that we speak here.
In a community as diverse as the 20th District, no candidate will be able to win next week's primary along racial lines. Political observers say the district's voters are made up of about one-third Asian American, one-third white, and one-third Black and Latino. Candidate S.J. John says what the community needs is unity.
We might have come in different boat, but now we are all in the same boat. So let's work together and let's chart a new course for our community.
John is a businessman and the leader of a local Korean-American community center. The 45-year-old talked to the audience about practical solutions to the community's most pressing issues, like transportation.
We have to improve the efficiency of 7 train, and I think we have to fully utilize capacity of Long Island Railroad. And we have to adopt rapid bus transit. And we even have to explore the possibility of establishing ferry system from Flushing to Midtown Manhattan.
John has the most campaign cash on hand and enjoys the backing of labor unions as well as the Working Families Party. Even if he loses next week's Democratic primary, he may still run on the Working Families ballot line. For District 20's sizable Korean-American population, the candidacies of John Cho and S.J. Jun reflect a strong yearning for political representation. But Chinese Americans here will tell you that they want nothing more than having one of their own succeed John Liu, which is why many Chinese American businesses have thrown their financial support behind Yan Chu, who has opted out of public financing. And as the only female candidate in the field, Chu is not shy about touting her gender identity.
As you know really well, what's a woman? Women govern their house, right? Govern their homes. I will govern my community, you know, by using my compassion, my strength, and to make sure everything will be safe.
An educator from Taiwan and a member of a local community school board, Chu has built a limited platform around education. And that's where James Wu sees an opening. A native New Yorker born to Taiwanese parents, Wu is a district leader who has lately been working to increase his exposure in the community. At the forum, Wu attacked Chu's education record.
One of our members here who's running for city council is a member of the Community Education Council. This individual hasn't shown up to a third of the meetings, is late for over another third.
Negative attacks like this one have been raised time and again on the campaign trails. A fifth Democratic candidate and civic leader, Isaac Sasson, has been accused by his opponents of anti-immigrant campaigning. Meanwhile, John Cho has been called a North Korean sympathizer for his work in a group that promotes unity of the Korean people. And there are persistent allegations that S.J. Jun actually lives in New Jersey. Still, whoever wins on September 15th will likely face a formidable Republican opponent in Peter Koo, the owner of a successful chain of drugstores in the district who has a great deal of name recognition. For WNYC, I'm Richard Yeh.